The Spring's Last Drop by Catherine Obianuju Asholono. I can still recall their laughter as they spoke of lost virtue. I, Obianuju, have learned to live in scarcity. So, cautiously, I choose my steps, laboring up the steep hill, bearing on my head in a clay pot the spring's very last drop. But from the bushes a sweet melody streams forth and fills my ears, disarming, tantalizing, and the body is tempted to sway, leading the feet off the straight path, and the eyes are tempted to stray to find the source, the giver of temporal joy. But I must hold fast my pot of spring water. Though the seller of clay pot never makes the customer, though the carrier of clay pot be the mother of an only son, and though this tune, vibrating in my ears, tempts me to dance, to sway my hips in unison with it, beguiling, yet I cannot lose it, this stem, this prop. I have labored up this hill through toil and sweat, and I cannot spill it, this water so pure, so clear and sweet, the dying spring's last drop. I, Obianuju, I shall provide my children with plenty. I shall multiply this drop. They will never taste of the wasted fluid of the sea.